What about this real estate market? It's crazy.
It's hot.
It's like nothing anyone has ever seen. So let's bring on our friend, real estate agent, Jonathan Carbuti. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey. Good morning. I heard about that Southbury accident, too. I hope everyone's all right.
Yeah. How crazy is this real estate market now? Have you ever seen anything like it?
Not in 23 years. No, it's I've never seen this lack of inventory and this demand. We just had a buyer lose out on a condo, a two-bedroom condo in Fairfield. Went $70,000 over asking price, and we didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Whoa.
There's no rhyme or reason. There's no rhyme or reason.
My God.
You've got buyers agents representing buyers that just want to slit their wrists right now. I'm trying to keep all my guys calm. There's no rhyme or reason.
Now, what do you mean keep your guys calm? What do you mean?
Well, they're you know, I've got buyers agents that have been working with the same buyers and they're on their ninth property. So they've lost. Could you imagine being a buyer in this marketplace and writing nine separate offers and being in a multiple offer situation on nine separate properties and still not getting it?
That's incredible.
You know, where's the point where you give up, right? But you know, we're staying positive and hope. We're seeing a lot more inventory coming on right now in the next 30 days, even in the last 7 days. So new inventory is coming on a weekly, daily basis. It's just getting eaten up very quickly. That's the problem.
I go on the real estate apps, you know, and you look through any town, and it's not one particular town, any town, and you will just scroll through and see contingent, 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 yep. Contingent, contingent, unless it's land or overpriced. I saw one house yesterday and I said to Jennifer, if that house goes, I'm going to look at the project house property potentially. Because if this house goes for that price, now we have crossed the line into crazy cuckoo land.
Right.
There's no way these deals come back again in my lifetime.
If that one goes, then I think my chip might go out onto the table.
Right. Cut the check!
It's interesting. It's interesting. And there's always a fine line between, you know, between pushing the envelope on price and crossing that line. But lately, people have been really crossing that line and they're getting their price.
Is there a price range that's a sweet spot?
You know, that's such a tough question. I'm not sure if there really is. I mean, even, you know, the luxury market is booming right now.
Yeah.
I heard an interesting statistic the other day that roughly 22% of the buyers in the marketplace are cash with no financing contingency.
Wow.
That's insane. That's not realistic.
I like cash.
22% are not going for a mortgage or a contingent on a mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah, very different. Very different market.
And that explains the crazy numbers because you're not asking for a bank to come in.
Yeah.
And because, you know, they do their math, they figure out what the house is worth, and then they deduct a certain percentage and say, we'll give you this much.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the buyer has to come up with more of a down payment.
Exactly.
If you're coming in with cash, pay whatever you want.
Yep. It's all you.
Yeah. And the buyers are coming in very strong right now. I mean, we were representing the buyer on the condo, obviously on the offer that they placed on the condo in Fairfield that went $70,000 over asking price. They were putting 30% down and they were handing over a $46,000 earnest money deposit check.
And they didn't get it. Holy crap.
I'm not going to move.
And you know, you make a good point about the luxury properties are going. I'm seeing $1 million, $800,000 houses going just as fast. When they go up, it's contingent quickly. It used to be like anything around the four or less, like those things pop off fast. And now it's so hot that all price levels are going.
And I feel bad for a lot of the first time home buyers that we're working with, because there's really not a lot of affordable homes out there for them. Mm-hmm. And these guys don't want to rent anymore. They're tired of paying these rents. And, you know, even the properties that are coming on at, you know, like at the 250, 260 range, they're going over 300. So, you know, these guys are capped at, a lot of these guys are capped at 290, 300,000. So it's just, it's a difficult market all around for a lot of these buyers.
Jonathan Carbeauty, Carbeauty and Company Realtor is on. So we're just talking about how hot the real estate market is. Is there a feature that is really hot? Yard, cul-de-sac, any of that stuff? Or not really?
Not really. I mean, it's really, it's individual taste, what you're looking for. Some people want in-town living. Downsizers want no yard. They don't want to maintain it or cut the lawn. A lot of the upsizers who have bought a house 5-6 years ago with a smaller lot think they want the 2-3 acres. They want the land, and it's all personal taste.
This is mind blowing. I'm guessing that sometimes you don't even have a chance to put a sign in the yard and the house is gone, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, you know, what a lot of the sellers have been doing is taking advantage of this pent up demand. So they're doing the coming soon. So they're actually putting the sign out with a coming soon, saying, you know, coming on the market 5 days from now, 6 days from now. And they're creating this huge pent up demand. Everybody's saying, when can I get into the house? When can I get into the house? Oh, wow. And all of a sudden, you know, they've got 60 showings. We put two properties
on the
market.
Did you say 60, 6-0?
60, 6-0.
Wow.
So we put a property at 124 Pullman in Milford, and we put a single family on 50 Silliman Road in Wallingford about 3 weeks ago. On the same weekend, we had 124 showings between the two properties.
How many offers?
Over 34.
Wow.
I don't think it's any surprise that both properties went over asking price.
Wow.
It sounds like the key is as soon as something comes on, you just offer 20% over full price if you want a shot.
That's the start.
Just a shot.
Now. Yeah.
Just a shot.
I'll take it.
As soon as you walk in, here's my offer. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, while I'm here, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we're doing buyer consultations with first-time homebuyers. And, I mean, it's hilarious to say to a first-time homebuyer, full price isn't going to do it. You know, they've never bought a house before. They're getting advice from their mom and dad, two sets of mom and dad. And it's just, it's a different market.
Any signs of it
not
slowing?
Every price. What's that?
Any signs of it slowing?
Not anytime soon. I mean, we're heading in, it's April 1st this week. We're heading into our second quarter and our busiest home selling season of the year for spring market.
And so, you said a lot of inventory is going to be coming out or more?
Oh, a lot of inventory. Yeah. I think we've got about 5 properties coming on, as of this weekend.
And that's your office.
So we should expect it. Yeah.
Okay. So that may calm things down a little bit.
I don't know if it's going to calm things down. It's just going, those properties are going to get eaten up very quickly in a matter of, you know, a couple hours.
If some houses are having 60, 100 showings, then that just tells you there's so many people out there looking. It's beyond
like
insane.
Like piranha.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So,
and I'm not saying every property is selling 70,000 over asking.
Right.
That was unusual. That was unusual.
Unreal.
But, yeah.
No, but I remember looking and seeing houses on the market 120 days, 150 days. They're just gone.
Hours.
They're
hours.
Gone. Like, if you don't call on it as soon as it goes up.
Where'd it go?
It's just gone.
The good houses are being sold quickly. Yes.
Jeez. Real quick, white kitchens, still a thing? Or is this, it's been going on so long, it's changing, but we just don't know it's changing?
No, it's still a thing. I mean, it seems that everybody that's doing a kitchen remodel is still doing the white on white.
Right. This is what I was telling Jennifer last night. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Playing this.
Well, they're doing the white kitchens, and then they're doing the island with
different
like
color.
The dark cabinet in the middle. Yes.
Yeah, but you can't go too much of a color with that island because it'll be dated soon. Muted blue or whatever. Very muted, right?
Yep.
Right. Was that really a yep, or were you agreeing with me to be nice?
I feel like I'm going to be emailing this audio to Jennifer shortly.
Jonathan, thank you. We didn't even get to half of the stuff. We got to have you back soon.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to come back.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti and Company Realtors.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.